USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien was set to testify on Monday in Washington during the second day of public hearings hosted by the House January 6th Select Committee, but he pulled out at the last minute due to his wife going into labor. The committee relied on previously recorded testimony of Stepien, where he advised Trump not to declare that he won.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to tell. Too early to call the race.
Stepien said his advice was ignored by Trump in favor of words from Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was described as intoxicated. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are receiving death threats after they arrested 31 men affiliated with the white nationalist group Patriot Front near an LGBTQ event over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Wall Street has fallen into bear market territory, the Dow losing 876 points, a near 3% drop. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq dropped 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, close to a 4% fall. Sell-off driven by concerns about the economy, inflation, and the Fed raising interest rates faster than previously signaled. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a House bill to protect Supreme Court justices and their staffs will not pass the Senate. He and Texas Republican John Cornyn, who drafted a bill that only covered the justices, accused House Democrats of trying to stall the measure. Cornyn's bill, written with Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons, passed the upper chamber unanimously. Crews from California to New Mexico fighting wildfires, forcing people to leave their homes. That includes a ski resort on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, along with hundreds who were told to evacuate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The man who was married to pop star Britney Spears very, very briefly back in 2004, pleading not guilty to felony stalking and other charges. Jason Alexander is accused of showing up at Spears' wedding last week at her home in Thousand Oaks, California. She married her longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari in front of several dozen guests. Alexander is a childhood friend. He was streaming on Instagram when he approached the house, telling security in a mostly empty but decorated room that he was invited by Spears. An American business that recently shuttered in Russia is now reopening under new ownership.
3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, hundreds of people crowded into its famous former outlet on Moscow's Pushkin Square as the restaurant reopened yesterday under a Russian owner and a new name. McDonald's sold its 850 restaurants to Alexander Govor, who is moving fast to reopen the outlets. And the new name for the new chain? Vokushno Ichoka. Translation? Tasty. And that's it. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.
The Massachusetts Transportation Authority in Boston hopes a new program will tackle the problem of public urination in its elevators. A pilot program launching in August will place urine detection sensors at 4 downtown elevators. The sensors will alert transit ambassadors who can then dispatch a cleaning crew. The idea is not new, however. MARTA in Atlanta launched a similar pilot about a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.